KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have mostly clear skies, 33 degrees. We'll look for some areas of fog this morning, otherwise partly cloudy and a high of 64. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Well, KJAN News learned earlier this morning that Cass County Verizon customers may be without service, poor service, have dropped calls, or not able to hear incoming calls. And those persons, if you are experiencing those problems, should call Verizon and report those issues. Law enforcement earlier today said multiple customers in the Cass County area, including law enforcement agencies, were experiencing difficulties, having received little or no phone service overnight. The issues have also affected computers that rely on Verizon services. Verizon has informed law enforcement of the problems would need to be reported individually by calling 908-559-4899. That's 908-559-4899. An outage map just before the top of the hour showed some scattered areas of no service or slow service in the Atlantic area and in Ottawa. In local news, the Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening heard an earful from residents who live along Bull Creek north of 14th Street to Ed Podolak Drive. Property owners urged the council to do something about erosion along Bull Creek that is eating into their backyards. Parks and Rec Department Director Bryant Rasmussen told the council he has calculated that based on the velocity and density of the water passing through Bull Creek, the bank has eroded nearly 4 inches. The problem was exacerbated by recent heavy rains that caused extensive runoff and flooding.
The amount of gallons of water which flow into Bull Creek on just 1 inch of rain is absurd, and the items here need to be addressed immediately and with swift action in order to reduce the impacts from Mother Nature before it's beyond repair.
Snyder and Associates engineer Dave Sturm said the last study of Bull Creek he's aware of was done in the 1990s. Rasmussen said he personally met with City Administrator John Lund and showed him the damage that's being done. Some of the damage included to the Bull Creek pathway, where holes have developed that could lead to a major liability for the city. Mayor Jones said the matter would have to be turned over to the Community Development Committee, working in conjunction with Snyder and Associates, to come up with an official engineer's report and a possible solution. Rasmussen said his education and experience should be taken into consideration when it comes to taking action on the matter.
And I understand that you want to go through engineer.
Well, we got it.
I've been in contact with the Army Corps of Engineers, talking about how we can actually fix the Bull Creek area, and I've gotten a verbal commitment that that isn't okay and I can move forward with it. I seem to fill out the joint application.
Mayor Jones said the city has talked with the Corps before, and some ideas, such as a covered culvert, were shot down. One resident asked the mayor how much of her backyard has to flow down Bull Creek before the city takes action instead of running in circles.
How much land is going to be lost that we're still paying taxes on before this council decides to do something for our backyards?
This council has been trying to work on that thing for years.
Obviously, you're not working hard enough because there's not anything being done.
Jones said sometimes it takes a while to get studies done. We've been working on things for years. There are some things that we can do and some things we can't do. Another resident who has lived in the area for 25 years said he has seen 5 feet of his backyard erode into the creek. Councilman Chris Jimerson suggested the city could use riprap as a temporary fix. Rasmussen said one of the solutions is to install native plants that allow water to percolate into the soil rather than create runoff. Another solution that has been presented before but not acted on is to remove some of the dead trees in order to stabilize the bank and shape of the creek. And the Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening heard from Lucas Mosier, board president of the Atlantic Golf and Country Club, with regard to stormwater management issues affecting the business and the surrounding area.
What we've had over the last 3 to 5 years is a lot of stormwater coming down onto our course, which causes it to be closed, which causes us to have lost revenue.
Mosier said they hope a culvert will alleviate the problems with stormwater runoff.
If we can help get that to alleviate all the backflow of the rest of it, because then our tile line will be free and we won't have so much of water being backed up into the rest of the Country Club Circle.
He said a culvert near Country Club Circle across the 16th fairway connecting to Palm Street would be the best case scenario. Mosier said the business pays $3,000 per year in stormwater fees, while neighbors in the area pay the standard stormwater fee of slightly more than $17 per building cycle, so the city should help to resolve the issue in a timely, cost-effective manner.
When we're looking at this, we're looking to get help, to get this done, to help make things easier, making us not spend so much money on things that we've already spent money on in the first place when we have to reapply fertilizer.
Mosier said a similar course of action helped the Nishna Valley Golf Club deal with some of their runoff issues. Mayor Jones said the city, before the city can do anything, there needs to be an engineering study and a cost estimate, and that matter will be sent to the Community Development Committee for further review as well. In our funeral announcements, Dickie Dick Edward Colvin, age 73, of Oakland and formerly of Griswold, died Friday. Memorial services for Dick Colvin will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. 2.5-month-old Lucas James Hodges, the son of Nick and Caitlin Hodges of Anita, died October 8th in Omaha. Funeral services for Luca Hodges will be today at 1:30 at the Cam High School in Anita. Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Jim Johnson, age 85, of Exira, died Sunday. Memorial services for James Jim Johnson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Randy Conrad, age 75, of Harlan, died Saturday. Funeral services for Randy Conrad will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. James Anderson, age 95, of rural Nevada, died Sunday in Ames. Funeral services for James Calvin Anderson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Christ Community Church in Ames. Richard Nissen, age 83, of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Richard Nissen will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Ray Sorensen, age 89, of Fontenelle, died Tuesday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Ray Sorensen will be held Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle, with Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle in charge of arrangements. Frida Boyk, age 89, of Texas, died September 29th. Memorial services for Frida Boyk will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Raymond Booman, age 87, of Harlan, died October 6th. A mass of Christian burial for Raymond Booman will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Hugh Arthur Stroud Bars, age 9, the son of Ian and Buffy Roland Bars of Atlantic, died October 4th in Des Moines. Funeral services for Hugh Bars will be held Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Atlantic Evangelical Free Church. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Kevin Namani, age 63, of Messina, died Tuesday. Services for Kevin Namani will be on Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Cumberland United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. David Crum, age 57, of Atlantic, died Monday. A celebration of life memorial service for David Crum will be next Monday at 2 o'clock at the First Lutheran Church south of Wyota. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. John Mulgard, age 81, of Atlantic, died Monday. A celebration of life for John Mulgard will be held October 23rd at 10:30 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Richard Lee Sorensen, age 65, of Atlantic, died Sunday at CCMH. Cremation has taken place, and a memorial service for Richard Sorensen will be held at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.